Nathan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I thought the weather we've been getting is crazy, but you've seen blizzards and torrential rains, and D.C. has just been getting pounded this season, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been terrible, but actually we're back to warm and a little sunny, so I think things are trying to get back to normal here in Washington, if not for the politics.
Did you have an opportunity to watch Bill O'Reilly's interview with the president?
Oh, well, yeah, I had people over for the Super Bowl down here last night, and of course we had to watch that before, and what a combination of two guys on too far into the spectrum. Definitely one of the more interesting interviews of the year, and I think the one question that we were all asking was, you know, what does it really offer President Obama to go on O'Reilly? I mean, it's definitely not his base, but I mean, it certainly shows that the man has kahunas for certain.
Well, not only that, but I think he wants to. I think he enjoys that part of being president, being in the spotlight, doing those kind of things.
It definitely. I think he's one of those people who gets energized from it, and it you know, certainly nothing could energize him more than going on just, you know, really going into the most hostile environment possible. So,
and I think the question that Bill O'Reilly asked, but the president ducked, was what happens if the Supreme Court says that Obamacare is unconstitutional? What are you going to do then? And he didn't answer that question.
Well, and I think that's one that he wants to duck as much as possible, because, you know, there's 20 court cases right now looking at it, so he doesn't want to offer anything firm on that until the courts made their decision. So,
well, I recently read a piece that you wrote in the Detroit News talking about how Debbie Stabenow is really stocking up the coffers for her 2012 fight to keep her seat. You believe she's in trouble right now?
Well, it's interesting. The Republicans have circulated a couple of polls that they've done, and they've been floating some names, even though some of these people haven't even said for sure that they would even be interested in running. As you'll know, the only people who have said that they really, really, really want to go for her is Tim Lillette, Republican from the west side of the state, a former auto executive. He said, yeah, I'm definitely looking at this. And then, of course, former Secretary of State Carolyn Land has said she's looking at it. And kind of a little surprise, Pete Hoekstra, former representative from the 2nd District, that he's looking at it as well. And the most recent poll the Republicans put out was one where they compared Carolyn Land and Hoekstra in a theoretical race against her, and both Hoekstra and Land do fairly well. However, even in that poll, Stabenow was still winning. What really her weakness is right now is that her favorability ratings are well below 50%, which is not a good position for her. However, you know, we're still coming off of a very strong Republican year, so, you know, the 2012 election is still 22 months off. So she has time to recover if she wants to. But, yeah, there's definitely some openings there if Republicans really want to go hard after her seat.
Why won't the Senate address Obamacare when it's quite evident that there are people out there who want some changes made to it or want it taken out?
Well, McConnell was able to force a vote in the Senate, and the vote basically came back that there's not a full-scale repeal going to happen, because the Democrats that still control the Senate have said no, you know, that they want to keep it in place. So the one thing that they did do, Stabenow did introduce an amendment for the FAA reauthorization bill, and it actually passed by a very wide margin, 81-17, to repeal the 1099 requirement for small businesses. It's actually, interestingly enough, it was the first piece of the bill that was changed, and Senator Stabenow was actually the one that got it changed. And that is the requirement that in the businesses report all transactions more than $600 individually on a form to the IRS. Obviously, the paperwork for businesses for that would just be atrocious. So that was something that she and a lot of other Democrats were very we're eager to see go.
All right.
That's one of the first changes that was made.
All right. You can read Nathan Hurst at DETnews.com. Thanks, Nathan.
Yes, thank you.